I was surprised to learn you often use a stick bow. How did you get started in traditional?
Well, I started a long time ago shooting traditional. That's probably how I started. And I think it's a great way to build good habits. It's very disciplined. It's very regimented. When, the compound craze kicked in, and, I was in eighth and ninth grade when I got my first compound. It was all of a sudden, wow, like, look what, how much more I can do. And then as I got a little bit older, started saying, when I'm hunting locally and I'm hunting my stuff, and, a lot of it's going to be close in 20, 25 yard shots sort of max. I started, looking for more of the challenge. And, I picked up a traditional bow when I was living in Colorado and started flinging some arrows in the backyard, and realized, wait a minute, this isn't like the compound where I could be, shooting a grapefruit every time at 60, 70 yards. It was a whole different story. And so part of it for me was the challenge of learning a new discipline, something that, without let off, without locking out cams, where a half inch in difference in your draw length could be 6 inches in vertical drop at 20 yards. It was just a challenge that I wanted to, pick up. And so I started doing it, and I was, largely self-taught for a long period of time, and, hit a lot of plateaus. And then sort of the advent of the internet to sort of our initial question came out, and I was able to start reading about it a lot more, and, forums were there. And that's where, I got a lot of great information from people that really gave me some pointers along the way, and, how to break through a lot of those plateaus that you get as a shooter in any discipline, but I find especially in traditional. And so, I just stuck to the challenge. And, once I started speaking to people that really knew what they were talking about, it's amazing. I learned more in 6 months than I did in the prior 7, 8 years trying to do it myself. And for me, it was all about the challenge. I really enjoyed it. And because we do like to eat venison, and we do like, hunting, obviously for food, and, my kids eat a lot of it, and we eat a lot of it. It created a different challenge for that kind of hunt. And once I started hunting with a stick bow, it said, wow, now even a doe is a challenge. And it just opened up a lot of other opportunities for me. So I really enjoy it. I really like the simplicity of it. And I think in many cases, again, once you get through the learning curve, I think it's a very effective tool, sometimes perhaps more effective than the compound for certain situations. You're not going to get the range you're going to get, but for sort of quick, intimate type settings, it's a great tool, and I've just really enjoyed it. There's something, watching the arc of that arrow fly, and not having all of the extra equipment on there. There's something almost romantic about it, and, going back into sort of history, you feel tied to the hunters before you that way. And again, it's not like I'm shooting a self bow and there all these things. I'm shooting, some really nice equipment, but the trad gear, there's just something about it to me that's very cool, and it's made some of the, simple, backyard hunts that I'm able to do on the weekends, and turn them back into a challenge again. And that's what it's all about for me. It's been fun, and it's just been a great journey learning all the new disciplines.